You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. I'm getting a lot of sun coming in here. That's a good thing. Allow me to introduce our hymns for the day, especially those listening on the radio. We're following Divine Service Setting 3, which begins on page 184. The opening hymn 355, O Savior, rend the heavens wide. Sermon hymn 508, the day is surely drawing near. Distribution hymn 645, Built on a Rock, 666, O Little Flock, 895, Now Think We All Are God. The closing hymn 348, The King Shall Come When Morning Dawns. We'll be including the family of Joe Hakes in our prayers. Joe has gone home to be with the Lord, as he was telling his grandson. He wants to be home before he died, as he was anticipating the Lord bringing him home. So he's now at rest with the Lord. We will have a visitation Thursday and funeral service, a visitation 9 to 11, funeral 11 this Thursday with a luncheon to follow. All right, let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray for boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit.
Oh. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord, Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may live and abide forever in your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest they come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. And we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it, but the toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have the right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busybodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. While some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time is at hand.' Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not be at once. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. Let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written, alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. But the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. grace to have peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. This is the image that the Lord gave his faithful people to hold on to while they waited for his appearance, for his coming. So we have that image. Think about that. Calf frolicking around, just released, bounding around, pent up energy, no longer confined, but pure joy. It's an image worth holding on to because the Lord is giving it to you as you wait for his reappearance, his coming again. As we approach Advent, we know that the Lord is coming. He has come and he is coming. But in that, there's a lot of terrifying images also. Malachi also said, for behold, the day is coming burning like an oven when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. It's terrifying for evildoers and arrogant. And this word is coming from the Lord of hosts, the host, militant, heavenly angels, reflecting the power and might of God who commands the heavenly hosts. This is not a gentle word. This is not an idle threat. These words from Malachi are the last words that our Lord gave his people through the prophets until John the Baptist arrives nearly 400 years later. That's a long time to be thinking about the coming of that fiery day. It's a long time to anticipate that the Lord would come and act. Long time to think about which group you are in. One group is the arrogant, the evildoers, the wicked. The other group he addresses as you who fear my name. When that great and awesome day of the Lord comes, the group identified as wicked will be set ablaze, turned to stubble and ash. While the other group, those who fear the name of the Lord, shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Same day, same Lord, same coming. One group destroyed, the other healed and leaping with joy. And that's the stark reality that the Lord wants his people to know. The Lord wants those who fear his name to be healed and joyful. He doesn't want them to be destroyed. In the previous chapter, Malachi says, but who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And then a little later, right before our text, Malachi says, our text for today, Malachi says, then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is certainly good news for those who feared the Lord. The Lord said he paid attention to them, he heard them. They shall be his treasured possession. The Lord would spare them like a man spares his son. And the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, the one who serves God, the one who does not, will be seen. It's a lot to ponder while waiting for the Lord to come. But the Lord did not leave them pondering with uncertainty or with nothing to do. He gave them specific instructions. Remember the law of my servant Moses, statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. The law, of Moses, the statutes and decrees that the Lord commanded him at Horeb, Sinai. It includes the promises, the instructions, the revelation of God's will. The Lord gave his people these words so that they would not have to wonder or doubt, but would have assurance of his word to prepare them for his coming. The word of God tells his people who he is and who they are, how they are to love. It tells them what God does, what God will do. We learn still and inwardly digest these words preserved in Holy Scripture today for the same reason, for his promises, for his instruction, for revelation of his will. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on the mountain, and we treasure them as God's word for us to keep in mind throughout our lives. It's an important part of our understanding of who God is and how we are to live. God said, we shall have no other gods. He's the only God. We know that we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. God said we should not misuse his name, and so gather. And we call upon it here, but in every trouble, we pray, praise, we give thanks. That's what we do. When God told us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, we know that we are not to despise preaching and God's word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear it and learn it. And Malachi alludes to the fourth commandment when he says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Families are important to the Lord. He made them, sustains them, especially important in preparation for the great and awesome day of the Lord. The family is where instruction takes place by God's order, by his design, especially from father to children. As the word of God is taught and lived out in the family, children learn to fear and love God and to love their neighbor, especially their closest neighbor, mom, dad, brother, sister. As we keep God's word in mind and live according to it, the Lord reveals our sins, our evil-doing tendencies, our wickedness. He does this to help us, to humble us, to humble our arrogance, to keep us from doing evil, and also to keep us reliant on his grace and mercy. And so our fear, love, and trust in God grows as we abide in his word and live according to it. As foretold by Malachi, the Lord did send his messenger to prepare the way of the Lord. He sent him in the person of John the Baptist. Matthew records Jesus saying, but I tell you that Elijah has already come. And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. John the Baptist came to prepare the way of the Lord, and the Lord came in the person of Jesus Christ. This meant that the great and awesome day of the Lord that Malachi spoke of was coming as well. And so it did. On the cross, at Calvary, judgment against all the arrogant, all the evildoers, all the wicked came. Judgment against those who do not fear the Lord came. Judgment against those who do not serve God came. On the cross at Calvary, judgment against you and me came. The long-awaited time for God to come and act had come. And God acted on his son rather than on us. He did not spare his own son in order to spare us, as a man spares his son. And Jesus willingly took your place on the cross. He suffered the fiery judgment in your stead. All arrogance, evil, wickedness, including yours, was consumed in God's fiery wrath poured out on his son. 3 days later, the Son of Righteousness rose with healing in his wings. When Jesus emerged from the tomb early that Easter morning, we don't have an account, an eyewitness in Scripture. Did he leap like a calf from the stall? It was a glorious day. All heaven rejoiced. A joyful moment. The Lord had won this victory through his obedient life, his suffering, his death, and all the arrogant and evildoers were destroyed. The wicked were under his feet forever. He had purified his creation through the refiner's fire. He had paid for his treasured possession with his blood. Yes, the great and awesome day of the Lord has come in Christ on the cross. And there's still another great and awesome day of the Lord to come. Jesus spoke to his disciples about this in the gospel reading today, talking about the destruction of the temple as they were admiring it. Not one stone would be left on another. It would be a horrible and terrifying time. And Jesus spoke of the coming destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. History records was horrific as Jesus said it would be. Jesus also spoke in the gospel of another day, the great and awesome day to come, the day of his coming again in power and glory. And Jesus encouraged them, like he encourages us today. Now, when these things begin to take place, these horrible things, straighten up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. The Lord gives you promises to trust him, to fear him more than anything else. The Lord then, as well as through his prophet Malachi, was talking about this last day of the Lord. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. This is a promise from our Lord. It's an image to hold on to as your redemption draws near. Yes, we live in the now and not yet. The Lord has come, and he's acted already, purging wickedness at the cross, yours included. When the Lord Jesus comes to you in his word, in his sacraments, he delivers his healing to you directly. Until he returns, we're like calves in a stall. We carry around our sinful flesh. We live in this wicked world. So we come again and again to receive Christ in us and for us. And as we take his body and his blood, the refiner's fire burns away the wickedness in us. It's here the Lord sets us free from the burdens of our sins and our wickedness. Yeah, we're free to leap like calves from a stall, but we're not there yet, are we? Physically, it might not be wise for some of you to be leaping like calves. That day will come. But in your hearts, by all means, rejoice. But the promises that God has given you, that you hold on to, we do live by faith, trusting in what Jesus has already done, trusting in what he promises when he comes again. So while we wait, we look forward to his return. We remember the law of God's servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees the Lord has commanded. These words of promise, these words of instruction, these words of revelation. And as we remember and think on God's holy word, the Lord comes to us. He acts on us. He turns our hearts to fear, love, and trust in him above all. And when he returns, you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, rejoicing with all the saints as we enter into the joy of our Lord. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Be seated for the offering. Holy God, hear your people as they pray and grant to us all things needful and beneficial according to your gracious promise in Christ our Lord. Keep us from being led astray by those who speak lies in your name. Awaken within us ears to hear your word and hearts to believe, even in the face of trial and trouble, that we may be found faithful when our Lord comes in his glory to finish his new creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Uphold all ministers of your gospel and those who hear it gladly. Cause that word to be honored and so deliver them from wicked and evil men. Give a mouth and wisdom to your people in all adversity, to confess you boldly and to endure faithfully to the end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks, O Lord, for the gift of family, and we ask you to bless the homes in which your people dwell.
Make them to be places of blessing and peace centered in your word, where the faith is preserved and passed on to children and grandchildren. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, you judge the world with righteousness and your people with equity. Bless us with good and faithful leaders and government to defend your people, punish the evildoer, and encourage virtue. Raise up those who will serve the cause of peace among the nations. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your Christ is our rising sun with healing in his wings. Shine his light upon the sick, those who suffer loss and persecution for the sake of your name, those whose hearts are heavy with grief, and all who have requested our prayers, especially Vicky, Anita, Lois, Louis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Jeff, and the families of Missy Leon and Joe Hakes. Lord, in your mercy, bring us to receive with thanksgiving and faith the most blessed food of Christ's flesh for the life of the world and his blood that cleanses us from all sins. Bless us with unity of faith and harmony of doctrine and life. By this blessed sacrament, equip us with all the gifts of the Spirit and bring to harvest the rich fruits of the Spirit in lives of your people, both now and forevermore. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, you are the strength of your people. Grant that we may not give in to temptation or be caught up in evil, but endure through your grace to the day of Christ's return. We pray that we would be found holy and blameless by the power of his grace when you bring the dawn of the last day and lead us into the place where there is no night, no darkness, and no death. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you have promised never to abandon us and to provide all that we need for this day and for eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, hear the prayers of your people and grant them all good things for your mercy's sake. To you, the eternal God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory now and forevermore. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacrament of page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, the Lamb of God, has taken us to be the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us, O Christ, the Lamb of God.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.